Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. Today, we're diving into something that often gets overlooked. Our emotional needs. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like there's this gnawing sense of dissatisfaction that just won't quit? You know that feeling when you've done everything, right, work is going well, relationships are good, but still, there's this nagging emptiness? Well, chances are, you're not addressing your emotional needs. And trust me, folks, taking care of those needs isn't just some fluffy self-help tip. It's the foundation for living a truly fulfilling life. Think about it. We spend so much time focusing on our physical health, eating right, exercising, getting enough sleep. But what about our emotional well-being? We need to nourish that just as much, right? Just like our bodies crave vitamins and minerals, our emotions crave attention, understanding, and fulfillment. So, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you understand your emotional needs and build a self-care plan that actually works. 1. Identify your needs. This is where the real work begins. What makes you feel happy, content, energized? Maybe it's spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, engaging in creative pursuits, or simply having some quiet time to recharge. Don't underestimate the power of introversion. Sometimes, just a few moments alone can do wonders for your emotional state. 2. Prioritize your needs. Life is constantly throwing things at us, deadlines, obligations, family commitments, you name it. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and neglect our own needs. But here's the thing, if you don't prioritize self-care, you're essentially running on fumes. Make time for activities that replenish your emotional well-being, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. 3. Communicate your needs. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Maybe you're afraid to express your true feelings or ask for what you need because you don't want to rock the boat. Listen, honey, healthy relationships thrive on open and honest communication. Don't be afraid to let people know what makes you feel good, what stresses you out, and what you need from them. 4. Set boundaries. Speaking of communication, boundaries are your best friend when it comes to protecting your emotional well-being. It's about saying yes to things that nourish you and no to things that drain you. This might mean declining social invitations, delegating tasks at work, or even saying no to requests from family members if they consistently disregard your needs. Remember, you have the right to protect your energy and well-being. 5. Be kind to yourself. This one's a biggie. We are our own harshest critics. We beat ourselves up over mistakes, dwell on negativity, and constantly strive for perfection. But guess what? It's okay to not be perfect. Life is messy, and that's part of the beauty of it. Practice self-compassion, forgive yourself for your imperfections, and celebrate your wins, big and small. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's always feeling overwhelmed. She juggles a demanding job, takes care of her kids, and tries to maintain a social life. She's constantly on the go, but never feels truly fulfilled. She pushes herself relentlessly, neglecting her own needs in the process. Sarah is like many of us, caught in the whirlwind of daily life, forgetting to prioritize self-care. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah finally hits a breaking point. She's exhausted, irritable, and just plain burnt out. She realizes that something has to change. So, she takes a step back, identifies her emotional needs, she craves relaxation, connection, and creative expression, and starts making adjustments. She schedules regular, me time, for yoga and journaling, connects with friends more often, and re-embraces her love for painting. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to feel a shift. Her energy levels increase, her mood improves, and she feels more connected to herself and others. By understanding her emotional needs and taking steps to meet them, Sarah transforms her life from one of constant stress to one of greater balance and fulfillment. And that's the power of self-care, folks. It's not just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about recognizing your worth, honoring your needs, and investing in your emotional well-being. Remember, you deserve to feel happy, fulfilled, and truly alive. So, what are you waiting for? Start by identifying your top 3 emotional needs and brainstorm ways to meet them this week. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's create a community of support and empowerment together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.